Next up, we're going to look at port. This is another type of fortified wine, but here they stop the fermentation by fortifying the wine early, killing off the yeast, but leaving the wine very high in alcohol, but also very sweet. Ports are generally grown in the Douro, which is in Portugal. It's the hot inland areas of the Douro. So you think of port on the west coast of the Spain-Portugal area. And Douro is the hot inland areas. They use a lot of grape varieties. Probably the key one is Touriga Nacional. That produces high-quality, full-bodied wines, deep color, high tannins, and high acidity. And flavors, dark berry, blackcurrant, bit of pepper, clove, that sort of thing. Other grape varieties are used, but the key one to remember is Touriga Nacional. Now, port production is, the process is, you get your grapes, you get rapid extraction of colour and tannins from them. So you want to get that out of there as soon as possible. Normally with red wines, you'd leave the juice in contact with the skins during a maceration for a long period of time. Not in this case. You want to get the colour and tannins out first, then allow the alcoholic fermentation to occur, because you want to stop the alcoholic fermentation quite early by adding your fortified brandy, hopefully, and that raises the alcohol level to 20% alcohol. You get a very sweet wine because all that sugar has been converted into alcohol, and then you maturate it in oak. And it's the length of time that the wine spent in oak or not in oak that gives the key differences in the different styles of ports. The most basic style is ruby port, and ruby ports are a non-vintage wine, that is, a blend of different vintages. They're quite often bottled young, and they may be have a single dominant vintage there and have all sorts of wines chucked in there as well. They're ready to drink on release, so there's no sort of special aging for them. And they often have low tannins, red, black fruits, sweet spices, cherry, plums, blackberry, cloves, pepper, etc. Probably the key thing about them is because they're normally bottled quite young and usually within 3 years, they're quite a ruby colour. The wines are ruby colour, hence the name Ruby Port. One of the great things about port is they use really common names like Ruby Port, Tawny Port, things like that. It's great from a wine person's point of view. You can age a Ruby Port for a bit longer. Typically, if you age them for less than about 5 years, 5 years or less, you get what you call a reserve Ruby. Very similar to a Ruby Port. Another type of port is called a late bottled vintage port. A late bottle vintage port, it's sort of in the name really, it's from a single vintage, late bottle vintage port, so they bottle it quite late, so the wine spends a lot of time in barrels before it's bottled, so it's bottled after a bit of aging. What that means is the tannins and sediment have had a chance to come out, so the wine's ready to drink on release. Normally they won't chuck any sediment either. You do get some that are unfiltered, and these are often labelled as traditional, but generally most stuff's filtered, and they're quite medium to low tannins as well. You know, the wine's had a decent chance for the tannins to start falling out. Again, flavours, red, black fruit, sweet spice, cherry, plum, blackberry, clove, pepper. In terms of style, they're actually quite similar to a reserve Ruby Port, except for the key thing is they come from a single vintage, late bottled vintage port. And most of the tannins have had a chance to soften out. Again, you typically don't need to decant this type of port as well, although if it does say traditional on the label, which implies it's unfiltered, you might find you get a bit of sediment there, so you may want to do a bit of decanting. Now, vintage ports. This is when people start to get really excited about port. These come from the best vintages, and usually they declare about 3 vintages a decade. So a port house will say, oh, this is one of the top vintages this decade, I'm going to declare a vintage. And a lot of their wines land up in their vintage port. They bottle the wines very young, so the wines have spent a bit of time in oak. They make the wines, they'll spend a wee bit of time in oak barrels, don't get me wrong, but then they bottle them quite young before all the sediment and the tannins have had a chance to condense out. What that means is they're often bottled unfiltered. They often have high tannins to them as well, but because of that structure and all that goodness in the wine, they can age for decades. In fact, quite often people will say, you know, if you're going to buy a wine for a 21st present, get a port. By the time they're 21, it'll still be drinking quite nicely. In youthful, they are like a really souped up LBV, a late bottle vintage port, but when they age, they can take on these prunes, leather, coffee flavours. As I said, be careful about vintage ports. They generally will chuck a massive sediment. In the non-declared years, they quite often make what they call a single quinta vintage port. That's a wine from a single winery or a single vineyard that has their best grapes, and they use that to make a single quinta vintage port. It's not the same as, say, a Dow's vintage port, because that has all the grapes from a lot of different vineyards in there blended in. Another type of port that's quite common is called a tawny port. And be careful, these are pale-coloured wines, and usually the good ones are age indication on them. So you can get a tawny port that might say 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. Be careful, these age-indicated tawny ports is an average age, not a minimum. So a 10-year-old tawny port could have some ports in there that are 3 or 4 or 5 years old. The key thing is that the wine tastes like a 10-year-old tawny port should. These wines are spent so long in barrel, they're aged in barrels for absolutely ages, they tend not to leave deposits. What happens is the tannins have had a chance to polymerize, they've clumped together and they've come out of the wine. So age-indicated tawnies generally have very few deposits in the barrel bottle at all, and they don't need to be decanted. They also have hardly any tannins, which means that you can chill them down. If you like a port and you want to chill it down, because it has virtually no tannins, you can chill it down and the tannin monster doesn't come out really big and ugly. So that's one way of doing it. The other thing you need to be careful of is there are cheap tawny ports. What I mean by that is, by blending a ruby port and a white port together, you can get a colour that looks very, very, very similar to a tawny port. And they're allowed to call it tawny ports because the colour is tawny. However, it's not an age indication. And these are ports made from young ports. And the giveaway, if you ever give given a glass, is an age-indicated tawny port will always have a brown rim to it. Whereas these cheaper tawny ports that don't have any age indication, they generally have a pink rim around the rim because they're young wines. And that finishes the look at port.